Blog Talk Radio.
Time is taking flight. Now we have to tell if it's worth the fight.
Hello and welcome to a Wednesday edition of Wizard Conversation. That's a cool song. It's from, if you ever get a chance, check it out. It is, I listed it once. Well, it's from Blind Divine's Desire to Destroy album. It's called Time is on Your Side. I do this once in a while. They had like a bunch of songs you could buy and you could use them for like, and it just stuck. And it's like the first song I found and I bought it and able to use it. It's just amazing. So album's not too bad either. I've heard the whole album. It's really good. But thank you so much for tuning in live from Quarantine Central and Coronavirus Studios. We're 40,000 weeks below the sea because we go deeper. Yes, it is a common consensus among Americans that big tech is way out of control and an investigation, and they need to be held accountable. And they need to. I mean, look at Apple. There's talk that they have a monopoly over apps and stuff. And hey, if you want to be able to have apps out there, if you get blacklisted by these two companies, that's part of the problem I have with a lot of, like, because when you cook, okay, if you want to work in a hospital, well, they can try to mandate a vaccine, but they ain't going to, because people have sued one over the vaccine mandate. But if you don't want to work for this company, guess what? Well, they run all the hospitals, and this, okay, you have to go 3 hours away to find a hospital that kitchen is not run by this company that you want to work for. You know, like if you want to work for, if you had a problem with this company, you know, I won't work for this company or that company. Well, these two companies run every hospital, kitchen, can't work there, you can't do this, whatever the case. You know, with this good old Secretary Mayorkas. That's all talk. Until people start going to prison, we're going to impeach Mayorkas for what he... Yeah, he had, what was it, the California governor went down to the border and he blamed the Republicans? Are you kidding me? Don't worry. It's okay, man. Joe Biden falsely claims that wages are rising faster than inflation. I would love to go back to when I made $4.25 an hour. I was making more money technically because I was having less coming out of my paycheck and stuff was cheaper. I mean, I remember when I could get a burger and fries and it was like $3. Now it's $13, depending where you go. I mean, me and my wife go to Taco Bell and it's like almost $20 for me and her, and we don't get hardly anything. It's $2.19 where I live to get a little tiny bag of like 10 chips with a little dipping sauce of cheese at Taco Bell. $2.19. Hard to believe, it's 59 cents when I worked there, and I thought that was a lot. Oh, yeah. I guess this, what is it? The Equal Marriage Act. You know, Joe Biden's invited a lady to, you know, more has come to light regarding the past of a drag queen whom President Joe Biden invited to the White House for Respect the Marriage Act signing this week, including a past tweet where he, or she, or whatever it is, has said that kids are out to sing and suck D. I won't say the word. And when I get into that, I'll let you know, because kids shouldn't be. I'm sorry. It is. I don't know what someone is thinking when they're a transgender person wanting to be around kids sexually. I got that and so much more. So don't forget this, folks.
Hi, my name is Derek Artero, and I make videos on TikTok and on YouTube for This Is Church, and today's verse of the day comes from Philippians 4:4, and it goes like this. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I will say rejoice. This verse is really nice, but it's one of those things that, depending on where you are in life, can feel like it's easier said than done. Like, it's hard to rejoice all the time when you're getting teased at school every day, or you're not sure how you're going to make rent this month, or maybe you're just unhappy with the way that life has been going for you. Well, one of the things that you wouldn't know by just reading this verse is that Paul was actually in prison when he wrote this. And right after this verse, he says, don't worry about anything. No matter what happens, tell God about everything. Ask and pray and give thanks to him. Then God's peace will watch over your hearts and minds. He will do this because you belong to Christ Jesus. And simply because we belong to Jesus, you and I can rejoice anytime. And I think why it's hard for us to rejoice always, why it doesn't come just naturally, is because, at least for me, I focus a lot on the circumstances around me that are constantly changing more than I focus on God, who never changes. So I want to remind you and myself that we can rejoice always because of who God is, what he's done, his spirit that lives within us, and just the fact that he loves us no matter what. And that will never change. So rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I say rejoice.
That is Philippians 4:4. Always be full of the joy in the Lord. I say it again, rejoice. Think about that as you're going through your day. And this is very interesting. Finally, something's going to happen. Parents are going to sue the Fortnite game maker over addicting children. And I remember when I was a kid, we had video games. They had a beginning and an end. And people were like, well, okay. Some of them were kind of like, yeah, once you could beat it, it's like, okay, yeah, then you would try to beat it really fast. But now you have people that literally like, okay, 5 days later, or I had a buddy that was playing like World of Warcraft. Next thing he knows, it's like 4 in the morning, 5 in the morning. He's got to get up. He ain't been to bed yet because he was playing it all night. Because these games are never ending. There is no like end point. And it's just finally something's going to hopefully happen. I mean, that's the problem. I mean, my wife is, I'm throwing her under the bus. I mean, there's times where it's like, I want to talk to her, and it's like, okay, flip. She's on, like, TikTok or one of those things, flip through the videos. I'm like, honey? I'm like, how was your day? And she's, and it's so easy to do. I mean, I love YouTube because you can learn things. Okay, like, especially, like, I got a question because, When what's fun is when you're trying to learn like a new song. I'm trying to learn like this song for praise and worship or whatever, and I'm like, and you see a guy playing it, and it's like, okay, here's the capo, wait on here, and he's doing all this stuff, and this guy goes, this is this song, No Longer Slaves or whatever, and it's just got 4 easy chords, it's easy, da da da, and I'm like, okay, and he goes this to this to this to this, and it sounds just like the album, but when you see one of the other artists that have covered that, and it's like, okay, totally different. It's like, he's all over the place, but it's just like, it works, and you can, especially if you want to fix something, you know, 3 people that are on TikTok or whatever, and you watch it, and like, okay, and you show people, that's kind of neat, and then you, okay, next, and I can see how, you know, when I'm around people, I'm like, hey, look at this, and I'll show like 2 or 3 people, but it's like, I gotta learn myself, okay, time to get into the Bible, time to get into the Word, time to, you know, and I joked about this, like, if you made like a biblical movie where you change the name of the characters in the Bible, you make them look like World of Warcraft type people, but the story is identical, identically the same, they say exactly what's in the Bible, word for word, and you made a movie out of it, people would be hooked. They'd be like, man, you gotta check out this new series. But that's where we're at, folks. I wish people were excited about the Bible was there, like Fortnite and TikTok and all that. Boom, boom. No, it's cool. I like it every once in a while you get some biblical people on there. It's going to be interesting to see how things happen, you know, to see where we go, because, you know, because we had this falling out in the church where they got COVID. Okay. Yeah, the God I have has faith the size of a mustard seed that can move mountains. Yeah. Yeah. He does. But all of a sudden, yep, okay, folks, these are the COVID precautions we're taking. Okay. If it's my time to go, it's my time to go. It don't matter. It don't matter. There ain't no seatbelt. There ain't no airbag big enough. There ain't no valley low enough. Ain't no mountain high enough that's going to keep me away from the Lord. And when it's my time, when the Lord called me, I'm going. It don't matter. I don't care. Some, I could have the most advanced bulletproof, whatever. I'm going to be killed somehow if it's my time and the Lord calls me. I mean, 66% of likely voters support investigation on social media sites. It's that low? 66%? It should be like 100%. I don't know how. I mean, like every time they turn around, they have polls for Biden's in the toilet. His polls are in the toilet. But guess what, folks? Biden's polls are in the toilet? Oh, well, that's right. But he wins, you know. Polls have Democrat, like a majority of the polls have like 80% of the voters not supporting the Democrats. Well, why do they get reelected all the time? Two and two don't equal four. Democrats keep getting elected in places where the polls say they, no one likes them. So like AOC. They can't, this guy walked around trying to find people in AOC's district that liked her. No one could. How can you not support an investigation of social, unless you don't know any, unless you're like a retard? Yeah, I call people out. Yeah. That's not nice to call people retards. Well, when you get people that, I voted for Joe Biden. Well, what do you think when he said this or this or this? I would have never voted for him if I knew he said that. Well, how in the bleep could you support somebody and not know what they've said? Like this, like I watched this video. It was on the Reels, Facebook Reels. It was like, do you think like Republicans are more like, what do you think about Republicans being like election deniers and all that stuff? Yeah, Republicans, what about Democrats? Democrats, not really. Well, what do you think when Jimmy Carter said this about the 2016 election when Trump won? What do you think when this person, and then they're like, it's like, bleep off, like shut up, like, I didn't know this, like, it's like those chicks that, I'm with her shirts. Who do you think said this? Well, whoever said it, I couldn't vote for him. I could never support anyone that says something like that. That was Hillary Clinton, and here's the clip of her saying it. And then when you kind of ask questions like, yeah, you just said that you can never, ever support anyone or vote for anyone that says that. Hillary Clinton did. And they try to dodge, like, are you supporting her now? Are you going to vote for her? You just said you couldn't vote for anyone that said that, because I guarantee you, if they would have said that was a, if they would have showed a video of Trump saying that or some Republican, they'd be like, see, I told you, that's why I don't support Republicans. But when you have all these idiotic kids that stand for a candidate, oh, I could never support anyone that says this, or I don't support this or that, or, and then when they're shocked to learn that, oh, they said this, oh, they did that, I didn't know, hey, they're like a deer in headlights, like, hey. What do I do now, Captain? Because I can't say I'm not going to support this candidate because I'm still going to vote for him, but I can't believe they said this. Oops, I thought that was a conservative that was said that. But that's the problem. Most of these kids don't realize that Democrats were the ones that enslaved people, segregated them, tried to keep them from voting with Jim Crow law. All this stuff. That's all Democrats. The KKK is the Democratic Party. Oh, and if a black person ain't Democratic, man, he's selling out to the man. I say, what's up? But the problem is you have these kids. They're like, yeah, death to the rich people. And you have these kids that they have an iPhone, they have a Mac, and they have Starbucks, but they want communism. They support socialism. I'm like, those all made their money. Do you have anything that's government made where the government supplied it to you? Your clothes? If not, then why do you want socialism? Because that's what you're going to have. You're going to have some outfit that the government gives you. If you breathe, it's because the government allows you to. You better not get caught breathing when you're not supposed to. You better not piss in the toilet if you're not allowed to. And don't accidentally, because if you flush the toilet when you're not supposed to, oh, Lord, you're going to have, like, the military police coming because between this time and this time, you can't flush the toilet because the government controls what you can and cannot do. Yeah, I got $400 Nike tennis shoes on. I got a $2,000 Mac computer. I've got a new iPhone. I've got a $20 Starbucks dessert. I call them desserts because any drink that's not just coffee isn't coffee. If you add cream and sugar and foo-foo flavorings and whipped cream, that's a dessert, folks. If it's black, it's coffee. You can call it a coffee-type drink because it has coffee in it, but anywho. They have all this crap, but then they're against capitalism. I want communism. Well, yeah. Starbucks made their millions by capitalism. So did Nike, so did Mac, so did Windows, all that stuff. Don't worry, folks. We live in a fun world. Yes, we do, folks. In a fun world, we're only 66% believe, but most people don't know anything. And what really irritates me is if the people knew about the Hunter Biden laptop story, they wouldn't have voted for Biden. Wow. And Trump would have won. Trump won the election. He would have won by even a bigger margin. No, I'm not an election denier. I'm a factual person. But they use... don't give me this no lawsuit bullcrap. Supposedly, Trump has done something that he's got presidential privilege over. Debate on that, though. If he's at the podium and he's asking questions, if he's doing a press briefing and he's asking questions from the media, and the president's up there behind the podium answering questions of the media, is that official presidential business? Sure it is. He's covered under president. No, that's not really president. That's not really official presidential business. I'm sorry, but and the debate would raise. Well, who's right? He's answering legitimate questions about the state of the nation brought on by communist anti-American journalists who just have an agenda. If he has to answer questions, that's part of his presidential duties. He is doing his presidential duties. So presidential privilege, well, that's not really something that's like a president, Joe Biden could go his whole term, or Trump could, without answering one question. It's not something that a president has to do. So it's not, there's no, who's right? Is there presidential privilege or not? It's a debatable issue. When you have more people voting in a county in 2012 than there are registered voters, and the judge won't do anything about it, won't question any, why are there more votes cast than registered voters? What was done about it? Hundreds of people went to the judge, went to a judge, went to court over it. They did nothing. Who knows? I'm not saying that every vote would have went to. I'm not saying that every vote was an Obama vote. Some of them could have been for Pierre Delecto. Who knows? There were more votes than registered voters in this county in Ohio, and nothing was done about it. And they went to the court system. That's not being a sore loser. That's being, here's the facts, folks. You have 12,000 people that live there and 13,000 voted, or whatever the number was. It was like 12,000 or something. It was like 11 to 12,000 people that lived in that thing, and there was like 13 or 14,000 that voted. But, oh, I'm an election denier because I'm pulling out facts. When stuff like that goes on, well, if it was legitimate, the judge would have taken, okay, whatever. I don't think so. I'm so tired of it. I'm so tired of that crap. Well, you're just an election denier. Oh, well, and Jimmy Carter wasn't? Trump used all his, okay, show me all the forensic auditing of the voting machines from Arizona. Show me the forensic audits of the voting machines from Arizona that would have proved one way or another who legitimately won that. Oh, yeah. In Georgia, by state law, you actually have to keep the screenshots of the votes longer than federal law, but they were deleted. They actually had to be kept longer than they were. They were deleted before they could legally be deleted by federal law, and they did nothing about it. Whatever. Trump lost. Whatever. That's what I hate, these stupid, and you get these idiotic kids that want to shut a conservative up, but don't realize that if you can try to take away my, how can you say that your freedom of speech trumps mine? If you can try to censor me or get, if you're trying to censor me, what makes you think they can't censor you at some point? What makes you think, just wait till that vaccine mandate that you wanted to shove down my throat becomes something you're against, and they want to shove it down your throat. You get these people that, folks, my 12-year-old daughter was killed by an assault rifle in school. How dare anyone be able to have, there's no justification for it. Yeah, there is. There's, the justification is called the Second Amendment. I have the right to keep and bear arms. And if you actually support gun legislation to try to ban guns, then you're going against your oath to uphold the Constitution and the Bill of Rights. I can't believe how many kiddos want that fight to get rid of the Bill of Rights. They want to. They think that, oh, only conservatives can be censored, that they can try to shut me up, but they're never going to get shut up. Just wait. And it's starting to happen. Just wait till stuff gets worse and worse and worse in this country, and you're like, wait a minute, I don't support this. I don't want this. Because from what I'm understanding, the polls of the people who think that Biden's doing a horrible job and this country's in the toilet is way higher than the people that are not voting for this stuff. The number of people that are voting for the Democrats in this Biden-type country, the way they want this, you know, this red wave that never happened, there's either two instances. Either these polls are wrong, and people actually think Biden's doing a great job. I don't know how anyone can think that. But, or something else. That something else is something's fishy with the elections. Because when every poll has this administration and the way this country is being run, and their polls are in the toilet, what? I don't understand that. How can their ratings be in the toilet? But since the ratings are in the toilet, how can they be in the toilet? But people, it's like California. It keeps going further and further and further in the toilet. It gets worse and worse and worse. But the same people who support the same policies keep getting elected. Kind of like, hey, this restaurant's falling apart. The food's getting worse. It's going in the toilet. We're losing customers. No one's coming. But we're going to keep the same type of people. We're going to get rid of these people, and we're going to get a new set of people in here that are going to run it the same way. No. You want to get someone that's going to come in, that's going to say, okay, first of all, I want every ounce of food, wine, liquor, beer, anything. I want everything that's humanly consumable in this place out. I want it thrown in the garbage. We're going to start over. Everything we get is going to be brand new. I'm in charge. We're going to do stuff the right way. We're going to make stuff fresh. We're going to make it daily. We're not going to sit there and blanch asparagus and then freeze it and then thaw it out in water in the cooler. We're going to call it fresh frozen. We're going to par cook it and then freeze it, par cook, and then we're just going to pull it out and put it in boiling water. No, we're going to do it right. But the polls have Biden's approval rating, and I don't know how anyone can, I don't know how one person can support what he's doing unless they're getting paid. Don't worry, folks. Don't worry. It's okay. It's okay, folks. Don't worry. The wages are rising faster than the inflation. Biden said so. It has to be true. Biden said so. Like mom says, turn on MSNBC. All you get is this, oh, we got Trump. No, Trump is going down. Trump is going to prison. Oh, what about that fake currency guy? You know, Sam, the fake currency guy? I don't know why anyone would invest in a fake currency. Our dollar bill is fake. There's no value to it. The value of our currency is only as valuable as the amount they spend of it and how counterfeit-proof it is. That's why they made fake currency. In 64, they voted to get rid of gold and silver and all the stuff in the currency. If you can find a way to counterfeit money, guess what? There goes, okay, now the money's worthless again until they find something they can do to make it more. All they try to do is, it's a cat and mouse game. When someone figures out how they can counterfeit U.S. money, then they have to try to come up with a way to make currency that's more counterfeit resistant. And then guess what happens? Oh, yeah, then they figure out how to counterfeit that. I mean, heck, there's people that are getting to the point where there are people that are making, like, silver, like peace and Morgan silver dollars that are so accurate, they're fake, they're made now in China, but they're, to where you'd have to cut it in half to prove it, because they got the right weight, the right size, the right everything. They'll even plate. All I gotta do is put like a very thin 5 mils, like 100 mils of plate on top, just enough to where, hey, it looks silver. It looks like it's silver. It's the right weight, right everything. But if you take a Dremel and cut through it, yep, it's fake. It's steel or whatever. Whatever combination of very inexpensive metals they've made to where it weighs exactly what it should weigh. Got about 30 minutes left in the program, folks. I want to thank you so much for tuning in. You know, the wages are raising faster than inflation. Yeah, that's what we want. Yeah, why don't we just like make everyone have like a... There was one guy that did this, like, why don't we make everyone filthy rich and let's make, like, $100 an hour for everybody and as minimum wage. And then they showed, like, what you're, like, if you were making like, $100 an hour, what it would equivalent to, like, now. Like, okay, well, then, if you're making $100 an hour, how much would a burger cost? And how much would this cost and all this stuff? And It was like $8 an hour or something, like in today's, it was like $9 or something in today's economy. So just because you think, well, I'm going to make $50 an hour, well, okay, you go to Taco Bell and you want to make $50 an hour, okay, well, the price is going to have to reflect that. You're going to have a little tiny bag of 5 chips and cheese dip be like $25. A soft shell taco supreme with little meat, cheese, lettuce, tomato, and sour cream, that's going to be like $40. And it's probably going to have less meat in it, and it's probably going to be 50% meat, and the rest is going to be like who knows what just to bulk it up to, you know, find some way to take some sort of like plant-based something that they can dry and then expand with carbon dioxide to make it bigger. So as a filler, you know how they do tobacco? You know how they take like tobacco and they like and they expand the tobacco? You know? They'll find a way to take some sort of like vegetable protein and expand it so they can get way more out of it. Biden's like, well, yes, wages have gone up faster than inflation. That's why it costs money to blow your tires up at a gas station because of inflation. What's scary is Joe Biden comes out and says Republicans' ban on transgender surgeries for children is connected to anti-Semitism. How in the bleep can you ever support having reassignment surgery for a child? You need to have a screw loose. Even as an adult, 70%+ of the people that are transgender at some point go back and say, that was a mistake. Oh, my. And some of them are, thank God, I didn't do anything permanent. I still have my male parts. I just... Oh, man, how dare you? You're not inclusive because how dare you want to ban 6-year-olds from having a reassignment surgery? How dare you? How dare you? That 6-year-old thinks he's a boy and you need to give him that male private part that he demands. How dare you, you racist Republican bigot? You're not. You're an anti-Semite. How dare you? How dare you? I will... The Child Protective Services and take that kid away and make him get the surgery that in 10 years he's going to wish never happened because that was a... There was no Bob and Tom. I don't know if you remember Mr. Obvious, the Mr. Obvious Show, if you ever listened to Bob and Tom. Hello, welcome to the Mr. Obvious Show. I'm your host, Mr. Obvious, here to take your questions big or small. Hello? Is this Mr. Obvious? Hi, Mr. Obvious. I'm a long-time listener, first-time caller. Yeah, I have a question. I'm trying to figure out how I can afford my Halloween costume for my son. Halloween costume? Yeah, he wants to be a princess. Okay, caller. The $10 dress, a tiara, and this and that. $4. How do you come up with the other $21,000 for the sex change operation? Holy cow, caller. You know, get in the dress, get in the chair, but for sakes, don't castrate the kid. Oh, I won. Yeah, I went as a pirate last year, and I cut off my leg and so I could have a peg leg. You know what, Mr. Obvious? I didn't even win. Oh, caller. You know, and it was a joke, because, like, this dad's like, it's going to be like $20,000 for the costume, and when he goes to everything, it was all like $21 until the reassignment surgery. And he goes, Lord help you. Do whatever you have to, but don't castrate the kid. It's scary how many of these people think it's the biggest mistake of their life. And how dare we want to keep children from being permanently maimed? I've seen videos where people have come out, hey, folks, I used to think I was a woman, and I'm not, or a man, and I'm not, and I was put on all kinds of hormone therapies and all this stuff to give me all the hormones that the opposite sex gets, and here's a list of 25 medications I have to take every day because of the damage to my body. because I thought for a short period of my life, for a fad, that I was just, that's what scares me, the damage to any of the people that don't die from the COVID vaccine. How many of these kids are going to be so screwed up because they're going to do some very permanent things with medication and stuff, and then they're going to find out that that little fad they had when, I know I'm a woman, even though I'm a man, I know I'm a woman. Yeah. And then they find out they're not. And they later in life, they go, whoops, that was a mistake. You know what I mean? I did one of those DNA tests once. That was a mistake. I didn't need to spend $99 or whatever just to prove I'm a child of the One True King. I knew that already, but, you know. Sorry, folks. I believe in Jesus Christ. I make mistakes, we all do. We all fall short of the glory of God, you know. All good people make it to heaven. There's just one problem. There's no such thing as good people. You know, even my pastor's like, you know, hey, I can backslide like anybody. You know, I have to work on it every day. And he's right, you know. And my point being is, if I'm with Jesus Christ, I can't deny him. He's very. It's the only thing I know is permanent in life. You know, you may. I used to be a huge NASCAR fan. They've gone so woke. Nope, I used to like baseball. They're so anti-whatever. I can't stand the NFL anymore. They've gone so woke. My point is, Jesus Christ is the only permanent thing. You have all these kids that, I remember when I used to skateboard. It's fun to watch some of the stuff now. Sort of like the wrestling things where you find out, like, well, why didn't this happen or what happened here? And you find out, like, later, like, when this happened, he wasn't supposed to win. But the wrestler's like, pull me into the ring and pin me. I'm seriously hurt. Something's majorly wrong. Get the medics. Put the X up. And he, when he rolled in and he pinned him, that was not supposed to happen. And he told the referee, give me a 3 count. He's hurt bad. And they put up the X and they, you know, and you find out later things that you didn't, wow, he wasn't supposed to win. This wasn't, you know, all this stuff happens. And like some of the skateboarding things, like, wow, this, like if you ever saw Search for Animal Chin, it's a famous film. And where they had that animal chin ramp now, there's a road through there and there's an X. They've gotten permission and they have like a painted X where that ramp used to be. And Tommy Gerlos, if I knew what I know now, I would have done like some of the stuff in the movie. Like when they go to that pink motel, you know, that was like at 3 a.m. or something, really late. And they had no ambition. They were so exhausted. They didn't want to skateboard. And they're like, and they're trying to act like all enthused when they went into that pool that was not filled. And so kind of neat to find out. But I love skateboarding. It's fun to watch now. I mean, now what people do is like night and day compared to what we'd have done. You know, jumping down, doing an ollie down 4 steps would have been like massive when I skateboarded. Now they'll go down like 25 steps. And I mean, it's ridiculous. But what's funny about the whole situation and everything is that was who we were. You wanted airwalks or vans, you went to a skate catalog. Now some of the stuff you can get anywhere. It's kind of like, I was kind of making fun of a guy, but now it's kind of like, I love the Grateful Dead. I mean, he's deadhead. And this guy goes, I remember when I used to have to wait for Summer Tour to replenish my stash of like shirts or whatever, you know. And what's funny about it, this is no joke. No joke. I kind of agree with him in a way now that I think about it, because so many people in these Grateful Dead, like Forever pages and Facebook pages, they're like, I went to Big Lots and they have like, he got like a blue mug with a blue dancing bear and had all his dancing bears on. It was like a dancing bear, Grateful Dead mug. He goes, Big Lots score, or they go to Walmart. Walmart score, and they have all these hats and all this stuff, and it's like, wow, you know. And it's like I have this dancing bear flag with the steer face with the bears on it, and I got a long, long, long time ago at like a huge like flea market. It was just like this indoor, like giant indoor like barn where they probably have like all kinds of different events and things you could have, and there was like a flea market in there. And I went in there and he had this Grateful Dead flag and stuff, and now you can get them. And I have this tie dye shirt that has like the double spiral of the dancing bears, and I've seen some at Spencer's, and like, this is not cool because there's no differentiation between the one I got in like 95 or whatever and the one that they have now. There's nothing that different that you can say, hey, this is when I bought mine, and this is, you know, there's no markers, you know, it's just like they replicate it identically, and there's nothing to identify this one is, unless you age the fibers or something. Then you can buy the identical one when I was a kid, when I got it, like on tour, and it's like back in the day, I guess I kind of miss those days where, hey, if you want to get a dead shirt, tour. Now it's like you go to Walmart, Meijer, Safeway, any place, Big Lots. Yep, and all of a sudden you find all these. Because I went to Meijer one time. It's at like a Walmart type place where we live, founded in Michigan by Fred Meijer, and it was. And I got Stereo Fest underwear and like a couple pair of sleeper shorts. I'm like, sweet. But it was one of those things that was like, yeah. But now you can get it everywhere. But it's like, even in, you know, but it's like, they're not my life. I love the Grateful Dead, don't get me wrong. But I go, there's times I'm like, yeah, you know what? I'm just, you know, I love the Canadian band Rush. Music gets me. So there's the Bible. And it's like, Jesus is the only thing that's eternal. But like, how dare we want to keep kids who are probably going to change their mind in 5 years because, yeah, this fad's not really cool anymore. I mean, what's going to happen to these kids in 20 years or 10 years in fourth grade? I seriously, are you kidding me? You had them put a litter box in the classroom because I thought it was a cat? Why didn't you stop me? Come on. You're an adult. Oh, my. And then they, like, lose it. I mean, you ever see pictures, like, when your parents would take a photo of you and you're, like, reading the newspaper on the toilet? And they make fun, and they take embarrassing photos of you to share later in life? Ah, this is my son when he was weed whacking. Or whatever the case. Just wait till that kid's older and they're not, that's like a dark part of their past. Like, oh, my. Please don't show them that third grade yearbook where I demanded a litter box because I thought it was a cat. Oh, please no! These kids are going to be so screwed up when they're kind of like the American History X movie. He learned that Mein Kampf psychobabble and he can unlearn it too. These kids could be child to the one true king and following Jesus Christ and knowing that he is the king. We have to have child molesting sickos who are transgender people. They had one lady that, they've had several people that have gone to school board meetings in the actual attire that someone wore to school that was a drag queen or whatever the case. And guess what? Yeah, I called them out. Sorry. If you're transgender and you're pushing that crap on little kids and you're all over them and you're pushing that crap, that's no. Mm-mm. Kids are too impressionable and vulnerable. They're like an elderly person. What really sickens me is when scammers get a hold of elderly person. Oh, I have dementia. Oh, they have dementia. Okay, then, and they have had people that have had their whole bank accounts wiped out clean and had tons and tons of stuff stolen from them because they know they're, hey, they can, and they don't, and that's a kid, basically. They don't know right from wrong. They don't know, oh, but this kid, just so you know, kiddo, hi, my name is Zanira. I don't know what I am. You need to know, if I'm 20-something and I don't know what I am, neither do you. Now, I'm gonna show you how to dance. I'm going to strip for you and do all kinds of perverted stuff. And guess what? Do your parents know this is happening in your school? You don't have to. They're not obligated to tell the parents. The kid doesn't have to have a parent sign off on this. That's why my niece is raising her kids. You know, the one girl goes, kissing is for when you're married or when you're going to be with someone the rest of your life. And I'm like, and the respect those kids have, I mean, there's some of them are still in their twosies. So, you know, but, hey, they're being homeschooled. They're being taught right, not this. Okay, folks, we got Boobzilla. Yes, that's right, folks. Come on down. Who wants to play with Boobzilla for recess? Come on down. Folks, I know it's a sunny day outside, but we're not going outside, folks. We're going to stay right in the classroom. Trust me, I'm a teacher. I know best. But Joe Biden invited a drag queen for the Respect of Marriage Act signing this week with a tweet where she said, kids are out to sing and suck D's. It's creepy. You know, just like, sorry, people come across this border illegally and kill people and murder and rape people. That's a fact, folks. A drag queen is saying that little kids just want to sing and suck D. I won't use the word because I don't do that, but it's sick. Don't worry, folks. It's okay. It's okay. What do they do now? Hey, kids, I know you're in third grade, but guess what? We're going on a field trip. We're going to Hugh Hefner's mansion. All right, folks. Yes, we're going to go see the legendary mansion of the founder of Playboy, Hugh Hefner. This is the fertility pool. Yep, that's right, kids. There's so much sperm in this pool. A woman goes in there and she's instantly impregnated. Who's the dad? Who knows? There's about 100 million people you'd have to DNA test to find out which ones. We'll just look through the Playboy guest list over the past 30 years, and we'll just test all of them. But welcome. Oh, yeah, we don't have to tell the parents. Yeah, you don't have to sign a – parents don't have to sign a permission form. Doesn't matter anyways because we have control of your kids. Once they get into our school, we can do whatever we want to them. Don't worry, folks. Thank God we got a governor like Ron DeSantis who's going after the – he's petitioning the Florida Supreme Court to impanel a grand jury tasked to investigate any wrongdoing related to the corona vaccines. Don't worry, folks. Every time I turn on the internet for whatever, whether it's Fox or Facebook or Breitbart or Yahoo or Google or DuckDuckGo, somebody, 24-year-old, died, collapsed. This person, seizure. This person, stroke. My age. Finally, they need to be held accountable. But what's crazy is, where are all the people that were like, just shut up and get the vaccine so we can get back to normal? Where are those people now that you can still get coronavirus? I mean, heck, New York, they're wanting to mandate masks like heavily again. That's the problem. These kids, masks are making them sick. No, it's because they need to wear more masks. No, they need to breathe. They need to breathe. Have a dirty infected. I mean, they took. I think it was in Florida. They parents had masks independently analyzed, and the germs and diseases. Oh, it's sickening. It's like 99% chance you'd be safer licking your home's toilet seat than you would be your cell phone. He needs to. They need these vaccines need to be investigated. We need to have real grand juries and real juries and real judges. That this is the law. Here you go. Not well. Well, you know, I don't believe that a president asking questions of reporters is actual presidential duty. So, does he really have president? What? That's if he has. Well, does he really? Can a president go all 4 years and never answer one question from the media? If he can do that, then is it really official presidential business? Because if it's not, then, you know, I mean, I don't know. I mean, no. Is it or isn't it? Yes or no? Depends who you talk to. One person says it is, one person says it isn't. We either have the right to bear arms or we don't. Not, how dare you, how dare you. There was a little kid that was killed, but more people die. Sorry, whatever you want to, more people die from fists than they do from AR-15s. We need to ban assault weapons right now. Yeah, you tell me the real name of the assault rifle. Most of those guns, I can take that gun and go bang, 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 bang. I can pull it. Oh, don't worry, folks. I got about 6 minutes left in the program, folks. I'm going to get into this a little bit of Premier League news. Thank you so much for tuning in. I don't know. I love my Manchester United. Yes, I do. All I know is whoever we're going to get to take over as owner of Manchester United, we're good with that. You know why I'm good with that? Because you can't get someone that's just going to try to bleed the... See, the owners, the Glazers, bled the company dry now. Guess what? That's where we're at, folks. The Glazers already bled us dry. Whoever takes us over is going to have to spend money. I mean, this is where I'm at with the club. We need someone that's going to sit there and gay. I want someone that's known that comes in here that's like, okay, we're going to knock Liverpool and Chelsea and Manchester United off their pedestals. Okay, I want the fans to be in on this. Do you want a new stadium or do you want to fix up Old Trafford and make it amazing? Either way, tell me and majority, you know, whatever. Not today. I don't know. We'll have to wait and see. It's going to be interesting to see what happens. I mean, supposedly we're broke and Ten Hag's like, he took $11 million out in dividends. Sorry, folks. You need to take some money from your other precious things. We have to spend in January, and I don't know if they will. Ten Hag's willing to say, okay, don't blame Ten Hag if they're out of money when you overpay for every player. when you have a million-dollar player and you spend $10 million on him, don't. If he's a $25 million player, don't complain when you spend $75 million on him and you're out of money. I'm tired of... I mean, I think Manchester United, we got the right manager. We just got to get the right owners. And these Glazers are wanting... I mean, that's what's going on, folks. The Glazers are going to get whoever's going to... Hopefully, it's what's best for the club, which they don't care about. They just want money. It's what's best for the owners. It's going to be interesting, because I think Gakpo wants to come here. Will they be able to pay? Will they have the money? Will they spend it? I just have a problem with them overplaying for players by 50-fold, and then they complain, we have no money. Well, I'm not the one that overpaid. I'm not the one that overspent. When you have a 50-million-pound player and you pay $100 million for him, sorry, that's not my problem that you overpaid for Anthony. Sorry. Gakpo is a great player. It's going to be interesting. I mean, I think I can guarantee you whoever's going to take over United is the U.S. company. It's U.S. investors. And whoever does, they're going to have to spend money to make money. If they think they're just going to take over United, and nope, they got to invest in the stadium and all kinds of stuff. So I want to thank you so much for tuning into the conversation. I really hope you feel a part of. Remember, folks, Jesus Christ is the only thing that's eternal. Everything else just fades. So if you think you're going to do something now because you're into it, and in 4 years you might not be. So with that, remember, with a firm reliance and the protection of divine providence, we mutually pledge each other our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honor. Until this coming Monday, good night all, and God bless. Goodbye.